Must be a native greeting. Saws!
Don't leave me here!
Wait, come back.
Wait, come back!
Tommy! Fajitas! Dinner time, Dill. Stu, sometimes I think those boys are getting way too much tube time.
Mm-hmm.
Alone in their rooms playing video games, glued to those Spanish language dance shows with the coochie-coochie girls wearing inappropriate t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Stu, is that a buffalo up your nose?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about families who don't have television.
Yeah, but you never think it'll happen to someone you know.
My mom says we don't talk as a family anymore.
Our family watches TV and we talk. That's what commercials are for.
It's Tommy's fault. And did you learn anything, bro? No. Never say to your mom, "You're too old to carry that TV out of here."
What are you gonna do?
Ugh. Nothing we can do.
Except miss my favorite soap opera, Hospital de Tentazione. Incredible! Whoa, TV. I cannot even imagine that.
Oh, and this is the week they'll be picking the winner on America's Most Talented Icons.
Recon is on! Recon is on! I don't get it. How can anyone concentrate with all this quiet? I know. Not helping. What is that faucet sound?
It's not a faucet, it's my post-nasal drip.
Well, can you knock it off?
How? Stop breathing?
You offered.
Do you have to write so loud?
Just trying to block out the sound of your post-nasal waterfall. You know, before Mom took the TV away, I thought I was the annoying one.
We finished our homework, now what do we do?
Yeah, we're bored.
You know, when we were your age, we didn't have kids' channels and 24-hour programming. We used our imaginations.
You also had cars without seatbelts. Was that a good idea, too?
Ixnay on the old thing, bro.
Well, Deed, that's the last of them.
See, isn't this better? We can finally talk as a family without competing with an annoying boob tube.
I'm expecting somebody! Let me get it!
Hello?
Daddy!
Word in the hood is you pulled the plug. That true?
Yes, it is, Betty.
Not a television in the house, and the boys couldn't be adjusting better. It's so much more relaxing around here, I even took up knitting.
You make a lot of sense there, Dee Dee.
She did she?
Did you see Really Talented American Icon? Can you believe that guy won?
I can sing better than that.
What do you think, Tommy?
Go jump off a cliff! Hey, Dee, wanna snag a piece of pie? Better yet, why don't we go bake some? The home ec room is open!
Dill, I think you've had enough sugar.
No sugar, bro, just a lot of sleep. I was so bored without television last night, I was nighty-night by five. Now I've got energy to burn!
Good, because you're gonna need it.
Why?
To run from them! There they are!
Get them!
Yeah!
Guys, what up?
What up? I'll tell you what up. Our brain took away our TVs, too.
I take it that you're not happy?
Not happy? We're choleric in our displeasure.
What?
See what you did? He's been talking like that ever since my dad unplugged the TV.
Guys, ease up. We miss TV, too. But we'll come up with other ways to entertain ourselves.
Yeah, like we could learn to fly rockets. Oh, better yet, why don't we build our own? Cut out the middleman.
Liquid nitrogen or solid fuel?
Come on, guys. We didn't used to need TV to have fun, and we don't need it now. Let's show our parents they can't break us.
We don't have much choice.
We should give it a try.
To the victory for the spoils! Stop that!
Agreed?
Agreed!
Come on! Yes! Level 6!
Too sad. Here's one that looks fun. It's some kind of money game. Mom and Dad bought it for us. Who says we need TV to be entertained, huh?
Whoa! Look at all the pieces. This'll take us forever to set up.
What's a convertible bond?
A form of debit investment that compounds over time and can be...
Shuffle! Okay, so who goes first?
Play begins when the second player from the left rolls 3 times his total revenue output or 15% of his annualized income. If he does not...
My turn. Yes, jump it. All right!
Now this is better. Out in the sunshine, getting our verb on.
See, according to Newton's second law of physics, acceleration equals that of force times mass. Hence, a beach ball has less acceleration than, say, a...
Bowling ball?
Phil?
You forgot Newton's first law! Tommy's dad is gonna kill us!
Do you have to keep doing that?
Just turn on the TV, honey. Oops.
Darn! Broke another one.
Nice backpack, Tommy.
Beats the thermos she knitted me.
It's 9. What are you doing eating lunch?
It feels like lunch to me. I got here at 4 this morning. I even helped Carl wax the floors.
Why, Philip, you look so wan.
If that means bad, I am. I'm losing it, man. Last night I had the scariest dream. I was a shrunken head on Galago's Island.
Definitely subconscious anxiety, better known as the TBDTs. What's this look like to you?
I hate Smart Chucky.
Come on, guys, we can make it without TV. I know we can.
Shh! I hear a television. Come in there.
Timmy?
Relax, Charles. What do you think I'm going to do? Jeez, chill.
Yeah?
Hi, it's Kimmy Finster. I, need toilet bowl cleaner.
Some what?
A dry erase board my teacher sent me.
Go away.
I know you have a TV in there. I need to watch it. I need to watch it very, very badly. 15 minutes! I'll never bug you again! I want in!
Weakling, I haven't had one urge to watch TV.
How much gum are you up to now?
Like 10 sticks of it. Anytime somebody just mentions TV, boops, another stick goes in. It's like she's addicted or something.
I am not addicted. I can quit any time.
I am about 2 seconds from being an only child.
What can you do to me that's worse than being a head kebab?
Open the door, Carl! I can't take it anymore! I'm freaking mad!
Guys, we've come this far. We can't let our parents break us now. It'll be a lot easier if we get away from TV. Backyard camping. My house. Tonight. Isn't this better? Just us and the world around us.
Hey, check it out. The North Star.
See?
Judging from its position, it's precisely 8 o'clock. You know what that means? Dumb tricks that can get you killed is on.
Oh, did you see that episode where the guy was locked in a box of live bats?
I think bats are way cool.
You want to know, creepy?
Guys?
Anyone ever seen that special on alien crop circles?
Yeah, like there's such things as aliens.
Which brings to my mind that program My Uncle the Martian. It continues to be amusing without being derivative. I actually heard my brain crack that time.
Speaking of time, remember that episode of Those Waggy Webbers where Jermaine gets his watch band stuck on that girl's sweater?
Oh, yeah.
What was that he said? It was so funny.
Bin Laban, my cop!
That's it! I can't take it anymore! We've got to get TV back!
Morning.
And you're sure your mind control stuff will really work on Dad? I got him to call the fire department telepathically that time, didn't I?
That small grease fire in the oven didn't hurt either. Let me get you some milk, Dad.
French toast, Dad. Don't forget the cinnamon sticks.
So, Dad, how's that evening news French toast?
Good.
Better than big football game. Pancakes?
Yeah, I guess.
Dill, you gonna finish your inane game show eggs?
Listen, TV. I mean, Dee Dee, I'm really beginning to miss a television in this house.
I suppose it couldn't hurt having one for special events. On second thought, no TV ever.
But, Mom, there's nothing to do!
Not true. Without that mindless boob tube, we finally have the time to add some culture to this family. 4 tickets to the opera!
That's it. Mom's going down.
This isn't funny anymore. We need TV! I think we can take your mom, Tommy. She's scrappy, but there's only one of her.
If we're gonna scam my mom, we're gonna have to step it up a notch. We need to think like our parents.
Well, statistics show parents tend to work from a place of fear.
So what do parents fear most?
Dirt in the house.
Gum in the car.
Low-density lipoproteins? What? That's a bad cholesterol.
My mom always says bad things happen when kids have too much time on their hands.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Gosh, I hope not.
We do something stupid and dangerous that only kids with too much time on their hands would do, and our folks will be begging us to watch TV. We can make homemade fireworks.
Or papier-mâché fell into a mummy.
A human sacrifice! No, that's just cool.
I'm thinking a tall tree and the world's longest zip line.
Great!
Yes.
Brilliant! What's a zip line? Working with gravity, the subject is strapped into a repeller's harness and attached by a carabiner to the top line of a stainless steel aircraft cable.
In English.
It's one of those handlebar thingies you hang onto and swing across on a rope. Now, did it kill you to say that?
Here's the deal. We build a rickety platform way up on that spindly limb, string a somewhat frayed rope over to that other tree, where the guy drops off into our half-finished swimming pool.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's perfect!
A query? Who is said guy who is allegedly taking the plunge?
Why me? Because the youngest always has to do the stupid pranks.
What can I say?
When you're right, you're so wrong! Don't worry, Dill. Mom will shut it down long before you ever step foot off that poorly constructed, seemingly unstable platform.
Color me dubious, but I guess it's worth the risk. It's embarrassing going to bed before the sun does. What are we waiting for? Let's build us this piece of junk.
Ow! Too straight. Perfect.
Jackie, what is all that?
I'm designing a viewing platform so we can observe the action.
That's never gonna happen, right? I thought this was gonna be a pain, but I'm actually having fun.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'd be ripping it up too. If only the universe had granted me a younger brother.
You're preaching to the choir, my furry friend.
This is so cool. I could live up here.
Yeah, it's fierce.
It rocks.
Actually, it doesn't. With a grade of 0.00001, it's well within the industry standard.
I'm now scared of you and for you.
Well, guess it's time for us to put the rest of our plan into effect.
Oh, yeah. Plan.
Deal? Climb out to the plank and grab the handlebar.
Just for show. Right, Tommy?
Right. And I'll go grab some cushions to break the fall, just in case you miss the pool.
Okay.
What? To alarm Mom!
Because it's not happening. Right, Tommy?
Right! Right! Oh, sorry. I stepped on your,
house cozy. Knit one, purl two, knit one, and reduce.
Let's see. I need something to use for padding. Ah, couch cushions. Couch cushions. That I'm using for padding. Next to the tree fort. Way up in the tree. Where's Mom? I don't know. I thought I was being really obvious.
Well, be obviouser.
Don't mind me. Just taking this out in case we need more padding. It's a pretty big drop from that plank, if you know what I mean. Hey, Mom! Mind if I use your physician-certified first aid kit for emergencies only?
Darn, dropped a stitch.
Right, because it'll come in handy for the massive contusions Dill's gonna get when he ziplines 50 feet off the ground and drops into the half-empty pool.
Do you think I should knit room for rain gutters?
Ugh.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, it's a first aid kit.
Ah!
Would which you won't need because you're not even going to pretend to jump because Mom doesn't seem to care what we do. I guarantee you, if she had the TV on, she would have heard every word.
Pardon me, Thomas, but...
Chillax. I told Phil to go down and keep a lookout for my mom.
I thought you said Lil. Knit one, purl two, knit one. Zip line!
Spawn
in pickle! Yes! Dill, stay in position.
Get down here right this instant! This has to be the single stupidest thing you have ever done! Dill, I want you on the ground now!
Trust me, Mom. We all want the same thing.
That was wicked awesome! Can I go again? It was completely safe. My head barely touched the bottom. Chucky, this show is lame. See what else is on.
No can work clicky thing.
He's back! No, guys, this is really boring.
Yes. Oh,
huh? Anybody up for hanging out in the tree fort?
Television, I have to have some television. Television, I have to have some television. I have to have some television. Television, I have to have some television.